Hello?
Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Hi, Rashid. I'm good, but aren't you supposed to be on vacation?
Don't ask. Reached airport very early, so...
So thought of calling me to kill time?
You know me so well.
Very funny. Don't you have free lounge access on your credit card?
Lounge? What lounge?
Airport lounge, silly.
No, I don't have access to it. But wait a minute. You mean to say there are credit cards which give you free access to airport lounges?
Yes, and not just that. Travel credit cards can offer significant rewards and benefits for travelers, including complimentary checked baggage, bonus points on travel spending, and automatic elite status.
Wow! Seems like I should have really done my research on credit cards before coming on vacation. But never mind. Maybe next time.
Absolutely. After all, choosing the right holiday destination isn't all that's required to plan the perfect trip. We must also choose the right travel credit card.
You are listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Policy Project. I'm Sid, your host of this podcast and your go-to person for all things insurance. How are you all? Hope as excited as Rashid and Sarah for their upcoming trip and the travel credit card that will give them lots of benefits on all of such future trips as well, which is what we shall be talking about today. And like always, we have an expert with us who's here to share their knowledge with every one of us. So please welcome Sachin Desai. He is the business head banking division at policybazaar.ae. Sachin, welcome to the Policy Project. As always, a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Sid. It's a pleasure to be on your show again.
Okay, so travel credit card. Now, this is something really, really exciting. And even I don't know much about this. So let's dive right in. Kya bolte ho?
Yes, let's go ahead.
All right. So like always, we start off with the very basic question. And that is, what exactly are travel credit cards? And how do they differ from the regular credit cards?
Okay, so I think this is the most appropriate time to discuss about travel credit cards. Because I was just reading in the newspapers and everybody that I know in the UAE seems to be either traveling or planning a travel.
Okay. Correct.
So, I think so. This topic is really going to be benefiting a lot of people, whoever's listening to your show, right? Now,
absolutely.
Let's look at how are travel credit cards different from the regular credit cards, right? So regular credit cards, let's take that first. So regular credit cards are usually the cashback, rewards, lifestyle, or the low interest credit cards, which offer, you know, kind of broader benefits that cater to everyday spending and financial needs of people. Now, how are travel cards different? So travel cards provide a range of travel specific benefits that can really enhance the travel experience and also save money on travel related expenses, right? So these are best suited for those who travel often and can leverage the rewards and perks that are on offer. So in general, there are three types of credit cards which relate to travel. The first one is a general travel credit card, which offers points or miles that can be redeemed through various travel partners. When I say travel partners, these could be airlines or these could be, you know, sites like booking.com or Make My Trip, or it could be through hotel chains. And these are issued directly by, you know, the banks. Now, the second one is something like an airline credit card, which is co-branded with specific airlines like the Emirates or the Etihad related credit cards. These co-branded credit cards offer miles for that particular airline, along with perks like, you know, free check-in baggages, priority boarding, etc. The third category is hotel credit cards, co-branded with hotel chains like the Hiltons, the Marriotts of the world. And these cards offer points for stays at that particular chain, along with benefits like, you know, free nights, room upgrades, etc. Now, when you look at regular and the travel credit cards, the application process remains the same. Everything is very similar to any other credit card application. So anybody applying for a travel credit card just needs to make sure that he or her has to have a good credit score, a good credit history, basically, and
Right.
The last time we discussed about not having any delinquencies or pending payments, right? So
right.
That's more or less, so travel card is more or less very similar to a regular credit card. It's just that it offers a lot more benefits when you're looking at your travel needs.
So would you say that this particular kind of a credit card, the travel credit card, it's it has a specific suitable candidates who should be target at and not for everybody? Is that right? Or
okay. So let's look at travel credit cards. Travel credit cards would apply to almost anybody who travels. And you tell me in this part of the world who doesn't. You would be traveling either for business, for leisure, or for both. And you can take full advantage of the rewards and perks that are on offer. It's applicable to frequent flyers for business or leisure, expats, digital nomads, luxury travelers, people who attend conferences or events, travel bloggers and influencers, and obviously radio jockeys like you.
I like the term, by the way, digital nomads. That's a very appropriate, a very Gen Z term, so to speak.
So, okay. this is suitable for all individuals, you know, who can who have a good credit history and can meet the spending requirements. And by aligning the spending habits with the benefits of travel credit cards, customers can seriously, you know, enhance their travel experiences and also save money on travel-related expenses.
Perfect, perfect. But Sachin, we're all desis here, yaar. So, matlab, when I use travel credit cards, typically, can I earn rewards and what are the rewards which are offered? Thoda sa uske baare mein, matlab, zyada batao. Thoda sa nahi, actually, zyada batao.
See, understanding how a travel credit card works, we can earn rewards, and different types of rewards offered to cardholders can effectively leverage, and people who are using these cards can leverage these benefits to enhance their travel experiences, and I said save money, right? So that's the focus area right now. When you look at a travel credit card, you know, people earn rewards through a system of points or miles, which can be redeemed for various expenses. Like when you a travel card can be used for spending on general purchases as well. Like today, what you do in terms of spending in supermarkets, spending on dining or entertainment, etc. All that will get you points. Now, certain credit cards which are more travel related, which are, you know, co-branded, as I said earlier, with either a tie-up with Etihad or with Emirates, you get sign-up bonuses depending on the card type. So sign-up bonuses can be as high as, you know, 200,000 Etihad guest miles or 100,000 Emirates Skywards miles. And these these can be used for, you know, enhancing your travel experience. Now, some cards also offer annual bonuses or loyalty rewards for renewing the card.
Okay.
So you use the card in the first year, and then as you complete 1 year, you then get annual bonuses for making spends and being a regular user of the card. And certain now with the travel season, something that people people on your show should know is there are special promotions that run. Now, these promotions are something like a miles accelerator or a multiplier, where when a cardholder spends in certain categories or does some international spends or spends at certain travel-related or in general certain specific merchants, they can earn extra points or miles for spending there.
Huh.
And that adds up to your overall points that you get on the card in terms of your reward loyalty points. And those points then can be redeemed as in where you choose.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And is there a foreign transaction fees also which you have on the value of your spend on the travel credit card?
Yes, definitely. So that's a very good question, because foreign transaction fees are, you know, charges which are imposed by banks on purchases made in foreign currency or when it's processed, the transaction is processed through a foreign bank. Now, these fees typically range from 1 to 3% of the transaction amount. And as I said earlier, during travel season, banks offer promotional offers on international spends. So when you're using your credit card on international locations, it gives you a lot of convenience versus, you know, the hassles of handling a large amount of cash or visiting, you know, these exchanges for currency conversions. What I would suggest is, you know, it's advisable for anybody who's traveling to inform their banks about your travel plans to avoid any inconvenience when you're trying to make spends abroad. And There are certain banks which also offer credit cards where foreign transaction fees are not imposed. So I would strongly recommend anybody who's going to be looking at taking up a travel credit card to read through the terms and conditions to understand the product better.
Very, very, very interesting. Okay, so now talking about traveling and talking about people, you know, taking the flight and just going off, especially these 2 months, it's going to be heavy on travel. Airport lounge access is the first thing anybody asks for when they apply for a credit card. Ye hai ke nahi hai, I want to know. So, for example, you have the Malabar Lounge out here in Dubai, right? So usually it's a part of the travel credit card and it comes as a benefit. And if so, on an average, do users stand to save anything availing the visit through the card versus paying it upfront?
Sure. See, now considering travel season and the kind of travel advisories which are coming up, people are asked to reach the airport at least a couple of hours or more prior to the flight, prior to their boarding time, right? Now, when people land up at airports, say 2-3 hours in advance, after doing their security and immigration checks, they have a lot of time to spend. And I think, you know, people should be using the card benefits to avail these lounge benefits. Because many premium travel credit cards offer free airport lounge access as one of the key benefits. You know, the extent and type of access, whether it's limited or unlimited number of lounge visits, that would vary by card type. There are often conditions attached, such as, you know, you need to be enrolling into a lounge program, or it could have restrictions on the number of guests that you can take along with you. Okay, so when selecting a travel credit card, it's very important to consider these lounge access benefits and how they align with your travel habits, whether you travel alone, with your family, or otherwise.
Correct.
And once you know that, then you can maximize the value that you get from the card. Now, if you look at a Marhaba lounge access as an example, normally any Marhaba lounge access, whether be it in the GCC or in Europe, the charges would vary from, you know, 150 to 200 dirhams per person. Now, high-end travel cards often offer unlimited free access to airport lounges, and that's across 1,000 plus lounges. Now, while basic travel cards would provide access 8 to 10 times per year. So having a travel card annual fee works out better than paying for lounge access.
Interesting. Okay, so Abhi, thodi der pehle, we were talking about perks. We were talking about Marhaba lounges, Abhi. But these are all, you know, things that are there out in the open along with air miles and hotel discounts. But are there some lesser known perks and benefits of these travel credit cards as well? Jo logon ko zyada nahi maloom hai?
Sure. So, see, there are a couple of things which are, as you said, everybody knows about some of the common features. As we discussed, miles can be redeemed for flight, hotel bookings, upgrades, car rental discounts.
Right.
Some airlines would offer double the number of miles for booking on, you know, even partner airlines. Now, complimentary or discounted lounge access, we already spoke about. But something that people really need to know about is, especially people who want to travel with minimal hassles, there are certain priority services. You know, the benefits are you get priority boarding, priority security lane access, early check-in. There's something also for something called as a home check-in. And you also get some cards also offer free in-flight Wi-Fi vouchers. That's something which is not really, you know, out there on the billboards. But if you read through the fine print, you'll get to know that there are all these features. Apart from this, something that people tend to spend a lot more on is travel and medical insurance. Now, some of the credit cards, they cover for trip cancellation, any interruptions, delays, and even lost baggage. So in order to ensure that your trip is memorable for the right reasons, with complimentary international medical and travel assistance, you know, you need to really, you can really avail those kind of benefits as well. However, if you require a more comprehensive coverage, particularly for, you know, medical expenses, or you require higher coverage limits, purchasing separate travel insurance might be a wise investment.
Fair enough. So now coming to, honestly, the last final few questions of this one. Are there any misconceptions surrounding the concept of a travel credit card?
Oh yeah, so many. I've been asked
Okay.
all these questions, but some of the key ones that I can, you know, remember is whether people come across saying that can you earn points on everyday spending? They feel as if the travel card is used only when you're traveling, but that's not the case. You know,
Okay.
travel credit cards offer points.
Oh yeah.
Or miles for everyday spending, including something as basic as groceries, gas, dining, and entertainment.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people feel that travel credit cards have high annual fees. But if you compare that against the travel credits that you get, the airport lounge access to, you know, good food, good services in the airport lounges, and
right.
the substantial rewards that you earn on a travel credit card, it easily offsets the annual fees, especially for, you know, people who travel. And in this part of the world,
right.
I'm yet to come across people who do not. Now, points and miles earned on travel credit cards, people feel that they expire quickly. No. Many travel credit cards, you know, it's as good as any other loyalty program that you see on any credit card. As long as your
okay.
account is open and your account is in good standing, where, you know, you haven't defaulted on, or somebody hasn't
right.
defaulted on their payments, then people can use these miles and points for whatever travel redemption. Some credit cards even offer conversion of miles into cash these days, right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
The next one is
nice.
Redeeming points and miles is too complicated. Now, this is something that I hear a lot. But when you look at banks,
right.
airlines, hotels, everybody has now come up with these online apps or portals for redeeming points. You can either buy
right.
stuff, you can get upgrades. Even if you walk up to, you know, the airline counter will tell you that, okay, so you can get an upgrade for X number of points and plus a certain amount of cash. And the same applies to hotels,
right.
upgrades as well, right?
Right?
Next one is, you know, travel credit cards are only beneficial for people who fly often, like the frequent travelers. Now, as I said,
yes.
if you're getting a credit card which rewards you on travel and everyday spending, then it makes a credit card, you know, valuable for even those who don't fly frequently. Even if you're, you know, taking a flight for business or leisure, even once or twice in a year, the best thing that you can do is you can spend the whole year, accumulate the points, and redeem it for purchasing tickets. Okay. Now, plus there are certain ones where people come across this notion that, you know, all travel credit cards offer the same benefits and rewards. No, they
okay.
each travel credit card is unique in its own way. Some of the benefits
right.
might be very similar, but widely in terms of rewards they offer, the earning rates and the additional benefits would vary from credit card to credit card. So it all depends on, let's say for somebody who's living in Abu Dhabi, it would make sense to take up an Etihad credit card because they would fly Etihad, whereas for somebody living in Dubai, they would prefer an Emirates. So, and the destination that they travel.
Right. Interesting. Very insightful segment indeed. Thank you so much, Sachin, for that. And Avi, now time to move on to our next segment. It's called Ask Away. Now, here we take up FAQs by our lovely customers and respond to them with the help of our experts. So if you too are an inquisitive and a curious learner like myself, and you've got questions about finance, about insurance, about credit cards, travel credit cards, don't hesitate. Just ask away. Slide into our DMs on Instagram. Follow us on Policy Bazaar UAE or reach out to us via any of the other social channels. And we'll try our best to answer your questions in the next episode. Today, however, it's going to be questions and questions from the travel credit cards scenario that we've received in our inbox. So, Sachin, ready?
Yes, fire away.
All right. So the first question is coming in from Hakim. Now, he wants to know, do we earn higher bonus points on international spends as compared to domestic spends when it comes to travel credit cards?
Okay. So Hakim is spot on. Yes, you do earn higher bonus points on international spends as compared to domestic spends because most credit cards
Interesting.
Offer, you know, higher miles or rewards. whenever you're traveling, please make optimal use of that. And as I said earlier, you also could be just check with your bank or your issuer, and you would have a points multiplier which might be applicable, and you would stand to earn 2x or 3x the number of points that you would usually get on international spends. And usually during travel season, you do have these offers running.
Nice. Hakim, we hope you got your answer. And the next one is from Noman. For some odd reason, I think he is living somewhere or he goes to JBR a lot, because his question is related to valet parking.
Oh, yeah.
So he's asking, how does the valet parking benefit offered by certain travel credit cards work? And what are the key considerations for travelers looking to take advantage of this perk?
So Noman, most credit cards offer valet parking. It could be a regular credit card, or it could be a travel credit card. You know, what really sets the travel credit card apart from the regular ones is, for sure, you'll get valet parking along with a travel credit card. But it's the priority boarding, the security lane access, early check-ins or home check-ins. That is what customers need to consider while choosing a travel credit card.
Okay. Noman, we hope you got your answer. And question number three is coming in from Dia. She wants to know, how do travel credit cards in the UAE typically address the specific needs and preferences of expatriates who often have distinct travel patterns and saath ke saath financial requirements as well?
Very good question, Dia. See, considering the number of expats in the country, most banks offer products that address their specific needs and preferences. Like, for example, I come across cases where somebody is asking me that, I live in Sharjah. Will I get lounge access if I take up this particular credit card, if I'm flying from, say, Sharjah to a place like Bangladesh, or if I'm traveling to Cochin, or let's say I'm going to Manila? And people really want to, you know, explore those options. And banks offer this, most of these facilities are inbuilt into the travel credit card. The top five things that come to my mind are, you know, there are banks which offer credit cards with zero foreign transaction fees, a very flexible rewards program, lounge access across countries, travel insurance, medical insurance, and special offers and discounts during travel season. If you look at it, it's these travel-related features which really, you know, are the mainstay of a travel credit card. The underlying instrument of a credit card and its basic features, you get that as as a common element. So I think the travel credit cards and the offers and the benefits that you see in the UAE are best in class as compared to any other credit card in the world.
Agreed. Completely agree with you there. All right. Question number four. Sakina, she wants to know, okay, can you explain? I know we've covered that, but she wants to just understand how travel credit cards handle partnerships with local airlines and hotel chains. And how do these partnerships impact the rewards and benefits offered to the card holders?
Sakina, now, when you look at a travel credit card, travel credit cards often form partnerships with local airlines like an Emirates or an Etihad, and hotel chains. Large hotel chains like the Marriott's, Hilton's, Jumeirah's of the world, etc. You know, all this is done to provide enhanced rewards and benefits to their cardholders. Now, these partnerships can significantly impact the value and attractiveness of the travel credit card. And it's a win-win for both the credit card issuing bank and also the airline or the hotel chain, since it increases the customer loyalty and spend. Just imagine if you have a card which has got a tie-up with Emirates and also with, say, it's got 10% on Marriott's. Would you not want to avail that, where you get bonus points for traveling? Any which ways you're going to spend on an airline ticket, right? But if you're going to get points for that, which you can redeem at a later stage and get a 10% kind of a discount on a Marriott's hotel stay, wouldn't you like to opt for it? You know, that's that. So it's a win-win for both, for all three in this case, the bank, the customer, and the hotel chain.
All right. So up next, our last question of Ask Aways, Mihira Kahe, and she wants to know, are there any regulatory or legal considerations that travelers in the UAE should be aware of when using travel credit cards, particularly regarding to foreign transactions or the currency exchange fees, anything of those types?
Okay. Three things that come to my mind is when you look at it, first one is regarding the product. Okay, so anybody opting for a credit card, please read the terms and conditions of your credit card agreement to understand the fees, charges, and benefits associated with foreign travel to make right. the best of it. The second one is, as applies to any other credit card, please keep monitoring your transactions. Please make sure that your credit cards are not utilized in unsafe locations like outdoor festivals or markets, unknown merchants, gas stations, ATMs in unlit or isolated areas when you're traveling, etc. What happens in these cases is these are places where most of the frauds happen, skimming devices are put in, and your card can get compromised. Regularly check your statements for any unauthorized or incorrect charges, especially after traveling or even during travel. In case you find anything which is fraudulent, please inform your bank immediately. They can block the card. They can give you a replacement card issued out immediately. And that will avoid any potential fraud on your credit card. Okay.
Right.
Last but not the least, choose the right card. Make sure that, you know, when you're applying for it, make sure that you have a good credit history, like a good credit score. You can always come to Policy Bazaar and get your credit score for free. Check that before making an application so that it doesn't impact your credit standing going forward. You can always come to our website, check, and always talk to our agent advisory to help you understand which card suits you the best, and then go for the right product so that you can enjoy your travel with minimum hassles and all conveniences and benefits multiplied.
Fantastic. Meera, we hope you got your answer. And that's a very interesting point that you said there, that you can check your credit score for free on the website of policybazaar.ae.
Yeah, it's, that's right.
I mean, not many people understand it and not many people know their credit score as well. So it's good to know information.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody should at least know where they stand in terms of their credit history. And the score is a very good indicator. And that credit score actually opens doors for many more financial products. And it also helps you negotiate with the bank in terms of getting preferential rates if your score is good. And in case, God forbid, if anybody's score is poor or medium, it also informs people to be more prudent in their credit uptake and make sure that they make their payments on time.
Absolutely. Pull up your socks. I mean, that's
very true.
That's essentially what they're saying. All righty then. This brings us to the end of this segment, but don't go just yet. If you've got any more questions about finance, about insurance, then simply ask away. DM us on Instagram, follow Policy Bazaar UAE, or reach out to us via any of our other social channels as well. We'll try our best to answer all of your queries in our next episode. For now, though, I hope we're updated with our travel credit cards knowledge, and we shall definitely meet again in the next episode with more informative, more insightful content as well, along with our lovely experts. So thank you so much, Sachin. This was a really, really insightful and delightful conversation, as always.
Pleasure to be on your show, Sid. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We wish you the very best. And with our lovely listeners, that's it for today. See you again in the next one. Till then, take care and stay tuned.
You were listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.